Hello, GWA and GWA backstage friends and lovelies. This is Nickel Silver's Cranky Pants questionnaire. This was the first questionnaire I saved. However, obviously this is not the first questionnaire I've answered. So Nickel Silver, I'm sorry that I haven't gotten to this. 9 days ago, I commented that I'd get right on it. And I mean, it's been 9 days. So you'll take it off my end of the year performance review. But please don't take it out of my bonus. Okay. Philosophically speaking, the best way to deal with anger and disappointment is attack, Princess Bride reference, embrace, or shrug. So I'm a big shrugger, kind of an absurdist in life. So really in the cosmic sense of everything, I mean, nothing really matters, right? Contemplating vengeance, what's your pleasure? Poison, pistol, anthrax, ice pick, or car bomb? There's also a bonus question, which is more effective, blackmail, death threats, or character assassination. So, vengeance, anthrax, that's a tough one to deliver. You can recover from that. Don't use anthrax, I mean, if you want to kill the person. I mean, a car bomb, solid, or an ice pick if you really want to make it personal. So I'm going to go with like personal vengeance, ice pick right to the forehead. When confronted with a bona fide jerk, do you get mad, get even, smile, and practice acceptance? Because what goes around comes around. Oh wait, going back to the bonus question, blackmail, death threats, or character assassination, do all three. Just completely do whatever you can to destroy that person's life. So, when I'm confronted with this jerk that I may want to kill or not, do I get mad, even, smile and practice acceptance? Because what goes around comes around. Maybe. Usually, I mean, if it's just your everyday, like, run-of-the-mill jerk, like that you're just gonna like hear on the street. You know, I live in a big city, so I hear them all the time. Just kind of ignore them. When someone's being a jerk to me personally, it's not one of my best character traits, but I can have a bit of a temper, so I usually get mad. Do I consider problems barricades, temporary setbacks, or opportunities to practice patience? That last one sounds like it's straight out of a emotional intelligence book that my boss gave me for work. I usually, like, my style in solving a problem, is I view them as a barricade, which I probably shouldn't, but I'm really effective at just smashing them down with brute force. That's what I do. Don't bring a gun to a knife fight. Sound advice or excuse for weak people who flunked out of the Assassin's Guild. Awesome. So, because I can't do a swan dive off of a clock tower, you know, and you'll shove two knives in your neck while doing it, I would say bring the gun to the knife fight. Just bring it. If you want to win, win. So, pity party, table for one. Nothing wrong with table for one. Don't get a table for one. Eat at the bar. That's what you do. When you're by yourself, eat at the bar. Don't get a table for one. That's sad. Get down off the cross, we need the wood, enough throwing gasoline on the fire, we're ready to turn this shit around. How do you stop feeling sorry for yourself? Do I let it out? Which one of these options appeals to you more? Whack a pillow with a wiffle ball bat? Share your feelings with a friend who won't consign your bullshit. Yeah. You could probably sell my bullshit in a store in consignment. Or C, have angry sex. I've never had angry sex in my life. I've had sex in my life. Haven't had a lot of angry sex. It's always nice to talk to a friend, really, if you have a special friend that you can talk to, a best friend. Like a pillow. I don't have a wiffle ball bat, so I'm not gonna whack a pillow. Sexual healing. Which GWA audio turns your frown upside down? Any one of Miss Erotica's questionnaires always makes me smile. So My Erotica Mind, you know, all of her stuff, she puts a really big smile on my face. She's my best pal on GWA, and she's such a sweet person. So that's what I'll do. I'm not going to jerk off to said Q&A, but I just like hearing her sultry Portuguese-Brazilian accent, and she's just a sweet and fun girl. Name three things I'm grateful for right now. I'm grateful that I'm getting to take a break from work. I'm grateful that, as I will mention again and I will tag, is my ongoing joke. I'm grateful that I have a fridge full of LaCroix sparkling water. What the fuck else am I grateful for? Fuck this. Why, you know, this is the cranky pants question here. I don't have to say I'm grateful for anything. I don't want to. Question number 9. Nothing gets those sweet, sweet endorphins flowing like exercise. Do I prefer to go for a stroll, charge up a hill, have enthusiastic sex, punch a heavy bag, or dance? You know, I don't usually have an enthusiastic sex just for exercise. It's not that I haven't gone back when I should have worked out and said, oh, hey, yeah, I did have a couple hours of sex today, so I was good. So I would love to have enthusiastic sex. Or, like, my workout of choice is our kettlebells. Those are fun. Keep you nice and functionally strong. Whoever said you can't buy happiness hasn't had a massage or bought new lingerie. Name your favorite self-indulgence. Oh, I liked it. I indulge myself in lots of shit. Usually consumer whore stuff. Favorite self-indulgence would probably be as loserish and stonery as this sounds. It's probably just buying a shit ton of weed. So pull my head out of my ass, roll up your sleeves and volunteer for a worthy cause. Like, okay, there's a lot of awesome causes. Ones that I support, like Planned Parenthood's great, anything the ACLU does. For me, like Black Lives Matter means a lot. So those are all worthy causes. I've got a bunch more that I support, charities kind of near and dear to me. And number one tune on my happy music playlist. You're probably gonna hear some noise as I jostle my phone around to find my happy music playlist. None of my playlists are called happy music. Scrolling through. I mean, really, for me, like, if I want to get, like, pumped up, if I want to get, like, yeah, I'm going to go fuck the world up today, I'll listen to some hip-hop. I'll listen to, like, some Chicago drill or something like that. Like, Chief Keef, Finally Rich. That's a great album. Happy and Sober. That's my, even though it's a sad nihilistic song, I'm a sad nihilist. So that is my jam. Well, you certainly felt better. How do I feel? I'm feeling fine. I'm sorry it took 9 days to answer your questionnaire. And I will talk to all of you soon. Bye-bye.